Last week, we started talking about the conflict, the stira between what's the hanhoga nechayna as far as dealing with the the mahalach hanachayna, being mechanech, say mitzad the mechanchim, say mitzad the mischanchim. Do we go after the trends and the needs of the current dor, or is the richtig mahalach to always keep to the mesura, loyal to the mesura, what was? From Anteron, as far as we have the Masura back, was by the Friedegaders. Do we still suit to the current trends, what's going on, with the goat buster, what always was? And we saw two big Yisoides. We saw Aleph, that even if there's a need to cater, to tend to address the door, be in touch with the door, Torah is Chaim, and if the Eibishter made this door, they made this door with its workings and its feelings and its mahalchim, obviously the Eibishter holds that the Torah could be given in this door, with this door. But even if that's true, so we go to the Rosh Chatzkel Bramsky, we're not trying to change, the idea is not to change the Yisoides of the previous door, the previous door is. Anyway, the way the Torah was nitan, midar l'dar is the tzura. That's the tzura satira. We're not coming to change the fundamentals and the foundations. What we are talking about, we're talking about tending. We're talking about shtalim tzu. We're talking about the bechina of chasroisus, which is the hainu, how we access the yisoides, how we access them, how we approach them, how we digest them. We're trying to avada always, we're not changing. We're not changing around the Torah or the Tzuas HaAdam or what a Tzuas HaVoid is. The Iker Yisoid is always there. The question is how to get into it. Now that Nekud of access is a Vel Sholim. It's not a 2 second thing. It's a whole, it could be the person to digest it. You have to be totally Nichnas into his whole Mahalach Machshova and but we're not changing, that's clear, we're not changing the Yisoid. That was one Nekud that we saw. In Beis we bought from Yosef HaTzadik, that it seems clear that the kivun, the way to deal with this challenge, is that, like we've been discussing the whole time with the sugi and sugi balance, is that shnei memes is not one, is dafka right? It's not one way that you're supposed to dafka, always shteltu to the door, and then mitzad sheni, you're not supposed to always say ein chodesh osam in ater. It has to be that. The mechanchim, the mischanchim, we have to be able to have, to be able to touch both of them. We have to be able to have a way that Be'oi say yes, the same exact time, we're able to be in touch, to be able to connect and appreciate, legitimize, validate what is going on in this door, connect it. And mitzad sheni, Be'oi say yes, bidovuk, bidavka, what's in the Friedegadur. The high demands, the high levels of Torah, Avodah, and Tzuras Adam that there were in the previous Daras. That's what we saw. Magdir together, that it's Be'etzim Mahalach, Hadei Shemenu Kekedem, that's these two Zisoidas. We were looking is to Be'etzim, to yeah, go into the Chiddush, but the Chiddush, what's new, should be able to take us back to the Kedem. And the Vaita we have to be B'chadash, Vaita Kedem, Chadash Shemenu Kekedem. So I want to be Marchiv more. In this Nakuda, Lamaisa, and more Lamaisa, the Koifan, how do we get this balance? How are we able to accomplish this? Be able to still suit to both things together. And before we start weiter, I want to be at some, the Masada, this is the same conflict that we spoke about, stelling suit to the new door. We'll get where Dafka keeping Dovak and keeping Latmik Mirshan of the Masuras. The same thing is true, Betoich Ardor, even though it's a person says, I'm doing everything in this door. It's another very similar conflict that has just a ponem achirim, just a nusach achir, but it's a ponem achirim, it's not a nusach achir. It's a ponem achirim, but b'sher shadov, it's parallel to our sugi. And we b'etzim touch on the sugi, the first vah, this man, before we start a balance. And that's the same tzurich, there is a tzurich in the mensch, to be mischadish. The tzurich in every human being that he feels constantly the need to be mischad. Mitzalechon, we're always looking to be mischadish. We feel a need to always. Things as they go on, they get stale. Everything in the world gets stale. The sugi gets stale. Those who are learning Baba Basra, we just switched to Chesabatim, so it's pretty exciting. But in about 6 or 7 weeks, it's going to start getting stale. Everything gets stale. Everything gets stale. Your chavusa gets stale. Your shul gets stale. Your shir gets stale. Your kids get stale. Your wife gets stale. Your relationship with them, everything gets stale. And there's a tremendous need for a person to be mischadish. Mitzarecha. And avada. That's clear. It's clear that the Eibush, the Torah is makia that. I mean, first of all, Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with that need. So obviously it has to be something part of the way a person's supposed to shteig and grow. And then Mr. Gemara Kedushin says that the way the Eibush made the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara is mischadish. Ala Adam, b'chol yom v'yom. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Yetzer Hara. Is mischadish adam kol miyayim, and the Baal HaVoid is safe, the Yetzirah is mischadish, so the Tzara Toiv also, if we're not going to mischadish, we're not going to be able to keep up with the Yetzirah. In one place, the Chassid Yaivis, and obviously writes, the Yetzirah has panam chadoshes. It's mostly panam chadoshes. The Yetzirah has panam chadoshes. It constantly comes with the panam chadoshes. If you're not going to be mischadish, if you're not going to look for something new, something exciting, change, you know, the almost same old Cheskas Abatim, Cheskas, Cheskas, give me a new mefurish, a new safer, a new this, a new I heard the Shmack Rosh Hashiva and Chevron saying new shur, maybe yeah, let's get. If you don't give me something new, it's old. Mitzacheni, that's poshit, that's not the safe answer. I mean, so what do? You always bring mechadish. When does it end? So you switch from ches to batim to another issue. You switch chavrusis, and you're always switching shurim, and you're always switching. And there's always taka. There is like that. There are neighborhoods that every. There's a new shul that opens up. There's a new shul, and there's a neighbor. There's some things. Everything has to be new and new and new and new. But that can't be the answer. Obviously, that's not the answer. The answer is I've had the kamuv on the mashal and mashal chesabatim. The real answer is you have to learn chesabatim. You can't constantly be learning something new. You have to learn something. You have to continue learning the same thing again and again. So how do you deal with that conflict? The person needs a need to be mischadish. And that usually requires change. Mitzad Sheni, the MS, says really what we have to hold on to with consistency is what we started with. That's really the MS. You know, that's really, so it's a very similar conflict. And the answer is obviously that you need balance. I want to put it together and then we'll be matter. Let's go back to what we were starting with. The tremendous challenge there is to go with the new and go with the old. We gave many dugmois last week. It's Ein Sof. It's easy to say fancy titles and expressions to call it the challenge of the door. I don't know if it's a challenge of the door, but it's definitely one of the major, major, major challenges. You go into any chinuch system, in any rebbeim's room, in every meeting, this is always, always, always coming up. This is always the issue. Should we shteltsu to what's going on now? Or shouldn't we shteltsu to what's going on now? Should we shteltsu to what's going on now? Or shouldn't we shteltsu to what's going on now? You as parents at home, you're going to have this constantly, always. Kids are changing. The starting of them is the level of derech eretz, the level of poshet, what it means to be a person with derech eretz, has changed. It was different in your generation. And Agav, you see this when it comes to your parents, how your parents can't begin to understand them. Do we shteltsu to them or do we not shteltsu to them? There has to be a balance. Before we get into what the balance is, I want to be mechadei the problem. Those who are in the chinuch system, it's a catch-22. It's mamash a catch-22. Because when you start coming down, it also fails. You go down and you water down the Torah, you water down what has been giving over, you water down Tzuas Adam, you water down derech eretz. You start saying, okay, so I let my kids do what they want because they grew up in a door that's full of chutzpah. That's an eitzah. So where does that lead you? Elamai, you say, no, v'chi shun panavayif, and I don't accept anything. Then your kids feel like you don't understand the b'chal. You say, oh, when I was a kid, I never did that to my father. I hear, when you were a kid, what about when I'm a kid? You know, what is that? It's a catch-22, it's a catch. It's where does it go? The problem over here, it's just easier to talk. I'm going to talk about it from the beginning of a chanchem. Everyone here is probably in this. In the house or somewhere they are. We're going to talk in mitzvah mechanechem. It's also going to get to us in our self-discipline, in mechanech ourselves. It's not only an issue of watering down the Torah, watering down avodah, watering down suras ha'adam, watering down what we're trying to give over, watering down the emes. It's not an issue. It's a much bigger issue. The issue is that the chonech, the bachrim, and the children, they are the ones that are suffering the most. In other words, when you come inside... You come in the first day of the Zman, and the Shalmesha runs over to the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, you're about to give Shir on this and this. You guys, you don't even understand. You're about to give the Shir on the Chakir and Baba Kama. You don't even know. They don't even know the beginning of what even means one side of the Chakir and Baba Kama. You don't even know where they're holding. Right. So the question is, should you change around his whole Shir or not? Should you change around his whole first Shir for now or not? Should you give a Shir that comes down to them or not? Okay. The issue over here is not just a question of are we giving over, we're supposed to be over, not giving over. Whenever you're shtelling tzu to the dar, to the needs of the dar, we meramez this last week, you're catering and you're pandering to the mischanchen, the people they bring mechanch, dahino. What does it mean? What is the pool? What is the tool? What is the direction of catering? Catering is saying like this: you are holding here. The new dar is always holding lower. It's starting lower. It's not their fault. It's starting lower. You're holding here. The Torah. Avoid to us Adam, who kill real life. The demands of real life and the Rebetzim are much higher than you. Okay, but you're holding over here. If you're holding over here, I'm going to bend and stoop down to you. When you use the word stoop, I don't mean a word of an issue of COVID. I don't mean an issue of it's not respectful for me to stoop down to you. I'm coming towards you. I'm catering to you. I'm addressing you. I'm coming to you. So what's the subliminal message that you're sending over here? Is that when you have an issue with something, we make things. We think things compatible to you. We tailor make things. We come to you. If you can't shtu shtel tzu to what really is supposed to be giving over, we will come to you. And that is the biggest problem. You're doing the biggest disservice to the children, to the schanchen. You're handicapping the person. The message is that Be'etzem, spoiling the person is that you. Things will come to you. And the opposite is true in life. I mean, the Torah is full of demands that demand the person. And not only the Torah is full of demands, life is full of demands. If I could just mention, I'm not probably you, probably also go to me, the amount of tiredness I had this past week. And I had to keep my same schedule. And then probably any of you all with me. It starts more than 30, 40. Yeah? Life is full of tiredness and you have to keep the same exact schedule. Life is full of demands. And a person is full of weaknesses. Every human being, they have the weaknesses. Everyone has the comfort zone, which way does life go? Which way does the Torah go? Does the Torah say, okay, whatever you are, wherever you are, I'm going to tailor myself a way around you? Or no? Do you have to grow and do you have to extend yourself and build yourself? The answer is, the eventual tachlis, obviously, is to build yourself. We spoke Hanukkah time. I don't know how many of everyone was here then. We spoke Hanukkah, we brought from the Mishnah Chochma, that there's a basic, maybe call it a muscle, in the Kechas and Nefesh of the person that's called B'chol Ma'oidecha, Ma'oid. It's a basic ability of a human being, and that's the way he's Mavdol, Adam and Abeim. That he's able to go beyond himself. That's what Ma'oid is. Ma'oid is the ability to go beyond. And we spoke about how there's a tremendous, tremendous, you read this Adaris. I'm not the only one who says, look, ask anyone in the chinuch system, you could say. Ask anyone in the chinuch system, the ability for people to extend themselves, for things even that they want. We said this mashal many times, but one of the saddest things is that a Rebbe sits down with a young man, and sometimes with a wife, and they talk about something, which is give a mashal, like technology, and they talk about how much better for the marriage and the better for the home. They know themselves, and I'm not talking about Treifa Zachen right now, I'm just talking about being stuck, wasting hours, what it does to the person, the pizor nefesh. And they know how much better it is. Sometimes we had a Zman and we made Kabbalists, and a young man could turn to me straight out and he says, my life was totally different the last 3 months. And I was like, yeah, you talk about that? He said, what, you think it's a Kiddush? Not a Kiddush. I changed the total quality of my life. So what's weiter? What's weiter? Is your wife's also masking? All right, the answer is, we're not strong enough to keep it. We're not strong enough, we can't. So, what do I do? It was great for 2 months or 3 months. It was great that we went and we were able to hold off. But it's not realistic. It's not realistic for us to keep it. It's one of the saddest things. It means the ability called ma'oid. It's not like, I'm not saying he should be holding, he should just make a change in a second. But try to continue it. Go extend it. It's something you want for yourself. You want for yourself. You're admitting me that your quality of Shalom Bayis, specifically, that was what he was talking about, that your Shalom Bayis is affected 100%. Affected 100% by the fact that you guys are both busy with these things. But you don't have them. This is one example of so many examples. This is one example of so many examples. We're losing the ability of Moed. Now there's many, many reasons. But there's no question this is one of the issues. One of the issues is that the chinuch system has taken a tremendous turn to come and cater towards the dar. And they have no choice. I'm not funny. They have no choice, Kamat, because the taka's stuck. Because what's the other way? Like, where else do you want to go? Like, so there's constantly a catering. Okay, this is what everyone's doing. Okay. You want a Chana vacation? Okay, you want a vacation. You end this man early? End this man early. You come late to this man. Everyone's coming late to this man. Everyone's staying Galesha Shabbos. Okay, what can I do? You can't. That's what we feel. We feel we can't talk about and discipline things that we used to discipline. Because the Olam is not holding about it. What's the Olam holding it? If the Olam is coming to Shacharis, they're waking up who knows what. So everyone's walking to base measures 10 and 10:15. So everyone says, oh, so why make the time you have to come to Seder? 9 o'clock and everyone should come late? I mean, make everyone feel like they're... There's no end, right? But besides, the part, forget about that, I'm getting off the topic, no end. You are sending a message that you don't have to extend. Everything will be full of you, and it's a shekev v'chazov to the person. It's not only shekev v'chazov to the emeskite of Torah. It's shekev v'chazov to the beginning of Adam, to what a person has to be. In real life, it's not like that. In real life, if you don't have the ability to extend yourself, to push, you are handicapped. This is the oimik of the problem that we have of this challenge. So, the kivun, like we started saying last week, is to makayim shneim. And it's not easy, but we're going to try to be misar to think, what does it mean to makayim shneim? Makayim shneim, we start with this, we start with shots like this. I'm going to talk about a Rebbe, I'm going to talk about a parent. You can also flip it around the other way. If a Rebbe comes, a bocher comes, again, and this bocher is used to all kinds of things that who is mufka. This bocher, Friday and Shabbos is not a day, let's say. It's not a day. By him, this Rebbe, it was poshet, Friday and Shabbos was like a normal day, but he comes from his whole yeshiva, wherever he was, Friday and Shabbos was chesnish, it was an off day. If when the bocher comes, the bocher comes to yeshiva the first day, the first week, and every Sunday sees him, so it's mashkiach, and Israel comes, and he says, well, das pasnish. Das pasnish. The MS answer, it could be a tach pasnish. It could very well be that a bocher cannot really become a true ben Torah, really connected to Torah, if Ron Shabbos doesn't disappear. Probably true. The statement is true. But the question is like this. What do you mean to say it's a pasnish? What do you mean to say? You're trying to machish the metzias of this bocher. This bocher is coming. He's born whenever he's born. He's right now 19 Tufshin Pei Beis. He doesn't exist. What does the words pasnish mean? If you're not going to validate who he is and his feelings, if you don't give him the feelings that he's part of this generation and it is the mitzias and the facts of reality that generations drop and things change and everyone is affected by their systems and by their surroundings, and this is where he feels, if you don't legitimize that and feel that, there's, I don't say no way, or exceptions, but there's a very little chance he's ever going to be to vanity anything from this person. Because Be'etzem, what he's feeling is that you're not addressing and catering to that side of him. What the Rebbe and the Be'em have to do, we have to be able to show them, we understand 100%. We understand where you're coming from. B'maimar Muzgar, this requires that the Rebbe really makes room in his nefesh and his leiv for what's going on there. He can't just say no lip talk. He has to make room and be able to connect a little bit to all the mishagas and narashkain that's going on. But another B'maimar Muzgar, that sometimes is a tremendous reader for a Rebbe. It's a complicated thing. It's a big sugya. Rebbe that's not enough to stick his head in all these things and understand these things and connect these things, he's able to stay high. But sometimes it's very hard to really validate everything that's going on without having a little bit of a connection. It's a sugya from the answer. But like a point, the aleph is to be able to legitimize and Say, okay, I understand where you're coming from. It's fine. That's it. That's great. That's it. You have to be able to build a relationship of trust and understanding that the child, your children also, not only a Rebbe, a parent has to be able to show the child that what's going on and everything, I hear, I understand. It's not ogefrekt. At the same time, at some point, he has to give a message, that's ogefrekt. After you established and you showed the child that he's fine, you're able to, and again, we keep on going with this, it's balance and exists by every single person. You're able to show the child and expose the child to the height of the demands of the Torah and the previous generations, which is them is the way that's supposed to be. You at the same time could show them, yes, you're coming from someplace, but at the same time expose them to height. And what do I mean by height? Somebody was thinking of Kuda. The Torah has height in it. The Torah, kol kulay, kol tzurosim, mitchila v'asofa, is kol kulay, roim emus ven l'yoynes. Kol aloy me Torah l'shmo, as Dr. Mishnah, reize mis'ale. Mis'ale, it's in ganzen, the whole mitzvah says, it doesn't, the first statement of the Torah is that a person is not crippled to all the human weaknesses. Part of what we're talking about, the lowness of a generation, means that a person is caught in his comfort zone. Our generation gets used to and comfort in these type of things. The Torah is hecher. The Torah, in all of its ways, it could bring to a person much higher, tataka the ma'oid, much higher than his low comfort zone. When I think about growing, I was just talking to my marbet's Torah, we were just talking about the sugya. He was talking about, like, how do you get guys to grow? You know, we got to give them geshmak of Adam, and they get excited and experiential, but like, to really grow, they're not willing to grow. He was speaking about this. Some of the way, major ways I grew from my Rebbeim was, I saw a goiva by them. I didn't just hear good words in there. I saw a world that was totally higher than me. My Rabbi Rabbi Asher, all the time in learning, I saw a welt. I didn't see a good word here and a good word there. I saw someone who shoyle it. It's not just like a shmak of word. He shoyle in Torah. It's home areches. It's a whole Seder, and everything is lishtase, everything works out with that, and everything works out with this, and everything works out with this. And all of a sudden you see there's a veld of Torah, and a human being can live in there. I saw a human being, it's not just a human being can live in there. Oh, that is like, that raises a person up. The Sefer Al Yeshur, look at the Sefer Al Yeshur. It's Marechet Shlema. It's a person who was Mesader, Avoida, in Gantz Leben, come out every prat that there is in the world, and there's an esboininess, and there's a whole mahalich in every single thing. When you're exposed to that, and you're not attacked, again, which means that you don't feel like the person saying you're a monkey, you're garnished, you're okay, but you're exposed to something that's higher than you, something that doesn't allow the person to sink low. Some of the person, there's a depth, a human being could grow higher. That is the strongest thing that pushes the person to be able to be ma'oid, to get out, to go further, to go gone. We can give it over to our dar. We can give it over to the coming dar. But we have to, at the same exact time, constantly, not only chronological order, not only first to make them feel comfortable, we constantly have to have a part of us that validates them, that legitimizes them. It says, okay, you're okay, I understand what you're doing, but at the same time realize there's so much more. And in that aspect, that's not okay. They hear that and they get caught off guard. But at the same time, you build a trust level by them. Let me give a marshal now, a little nice, a marshal a little bit. Probably one of the biggest challenges in this sugya is how to deal with technology. How to deal specifically maybe with smartphones. I'm going to avoid Mir Yeshiva. I don't even know exactly what the policy is. I don't know if Rebbe has no policy. Let's talk about a few relatives, the Rebbeim, and a lot of American yeshivas here. Let's talk about the American yeshivas that are here, that are high school boys that come after high school. They come. But this is one of the biggest sugis that is dealing with it. This conflict. What do you do? Mitzar echod less man the polig. I think come out. Any normal mechanic will say that the idea to leave a bacher, a 17 or 18 year old bacher who comes to the 18, 19, 20s, with a cell phone or a smartphone. I'm sorry, to use at his discretion is a stira gemura to him really being able to connect the Torah. It's not impossible. That's mitzar echod. Mitzat sheni, so what's the other thing? You say, okay, cold turkey. You can't have any smartphones. Again, I don't understand so much this 100%, but what they're really saying is that people who come, this day and age, Tamshim Bebez, the 17-year-old who comes, a smartphone is as common as a fork and a knife in a house. It's a nice little yom. It's something that's part of their metzias. What are you going to tell them? You know, don't wear a shirt. You know, what are you? It's a pasnish. What do you mean pasnish? This is what I am. Every time I talk to any of my friends, to my uncle, to my cousin, to my everyone has a smartphone all the time. They expect me to have a smartphone. What do you mean? So what do you do? What do you do? I'm not giving eitzes, and no solutions are easy, and I'm not getting even to applications exactly. No, I'm coming to the approach. And here's the answer lies in our circuit of balance. The exact answer, again, exact answer. I mean, the kivun for sure isn't the answer of balance. There are those, again, those who say, given to them, you're doing the biggest, your zikr is not going to be able to be mekayim Torah, and you're also doing a disservice to him. Like I said, you're doing a disservice to the person. You're crippling him. Mitzad sheni, again, the other way doesn't make any sense. What does that have to be? There has to be a way that a Rebbe, the principal, whoever it is, he has to really show them that he 100% understands them. And you're right, you have to find the correct nusach to do that, you have to find the right way to do that, but you have to build trust by the Bachrim that you 100% understand them. You don't hold the Agafrekt when they're coming to yeshiva, you don't look at them like the Martian of the moon, you know, that you really want to learn Rajba with a smartphone. Yes, he really wants to learn Rajba, he doesn't know any better. What do you want from him? That's what he wants to do. He doesn't know yet any better. He wants to learn it. Again, you have to make room for him in his heart, and you have to make it. But mitzad sheni, and again, the second part is also so important. B'shum part of ha'oifin, you can't, at some point, you have to show him that you can't stay there. You must change. And again, obviously it's sensitive, because when you say the word you must, he sounds like, so I'm ogafrek. No. If you positively, this is what we're talking about, balance the whole zman. Yesh koyach ba'odim to have two things. If you positively built a relationship of trust, you showed the Bacher that you understand, you're not this zoned out Rebbe who's totally, you showed him time after time that you understand him and you connect to his needs. You could then tell him very strongly, it's Mufka, and he's able to hear that. I heard two messages of Soisus and the Chanami. There are two things that are going on. That are Soisus, what can we do? What can we do? There are two things. He was born in a generation which is a very, starting off much lower. Mitzad Sheni, he's trying to grow. Those are two things that attack a Soisus. Yeah, they are Soisus. If you positively are showing your children that you understand them and they see you understand them, and you work on realizing that you have to be in touch with this generation, your children are there to be able to hear the high demands and be able to hear it. And it has to be Ratzi V'Shov. You can't just say, okay, first month of the year, I'm going to sell to you. The last 11 months, I'm not going to hear you out. No, it has to be in between to go back and forth, back and forth. We're going to understand you. We're going to show you ways that we understand you. But Mitzad Sheni, we're not going to afterwards understand you. Afterwards, not going to show. We're going to force you to grow with us. We have to grow. We can't stay there. This is Be'etzem, the surah of what it means, the balance lemaisa of dealing with this issue. We have to develop both koiches. We have to develop the ability to be in touch, to understand and legitimize, which is a big extension in us. Big extension in us. Mitzad sheni, at the same time, and it's also hard, because once again, you get down, you start giving it to them the whole time. There are plenty, as the Rebbe told me, when I came 40, he's like, okay, you could retire. If we can't ever be over 40, that's it. Can't ever be over 40, then they're totally out of zone. I think it's mamish, Harris Neuer, what he said. They're never going to see any goiva. They're never going to see any goiva. Of course they need. They need to see someone who's big, who's huge. They need to see him up close, though. That's the nekuda. How could they see someone who's huge up close? The answer is, if they never felt that this person connected to them in any which way, they'll never really see him up close. They'll see him like a Martian. They'll talk to him like a Martian. But if it's someone who, he had a yamin mekarev, and at the same time he has a small doichet, they could see that. They could see, you understand me. At the same time, obviously, because you understand me, you're showing me that there's something so much bigger. And you obviously hold, I could connect to that. When you have those two things together, that is the kivun to address this sugya, this tremendous challenge. Very similar, and I want to speak this out, very similar is the sugya of Ischashus and Siashnus. Very similar. In this conflict that we have in ourselves, we do need the necessity to be mischadish, to change. We need a certain change. We need freshness. But the goal is not to stay there. It can't be. It can't be that you constantly mischadish. This chash is in order to tackle the old issues. If you have chesabatim is getting stale, your chavrus is getting stale. He's a good chavrus, but he's getting stale. What? So you switch chavrus four times a month? Doesn't make any sense. Sokefrek, doesn't make any sense. So you might need a day of a change. We'll learn separately. Or we'll try something else. You'll say, you might need a change up. In order that now I could try to think about how to recognize and work out that I have a chavrus, I'm getting stale. How to try to still recognize his milus and hold on to him, even though I'm getting a little burnt out of him. How can I do that? The mahalach of getting a schachas is not to change, it's to be able to deal with the old things. And let me give a marshal. I'm trying to be meramas a little bit, but one, something that the past bunch of years I've been some slave to very much. And it's very, 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 comes out very clear, this nekuda. Many times you have bachrim and avreichim who experience different parts of Torah and avoida in an unhealthy way during parts of their lives. It could be for many, many reasons. Either they had a hard upbringing with their parents, they had a hard Rebbe, or they had a manal, a mashkiach, or something that gave them a very unhealthy everything. Another possibility could be Pashat, they themselves, they had a big kudas, they had hard kufas their own life, with taiva and v'chule. During that period, when they had hard kufas, Yiddishkeit was very complicated for them. Okay, the sachakol from all these situations is that you'll have the bocher, the avreich, whatever it is. It's a very dry, unexciting, unappetizing connection to Torah, to tefillah, to avodas hamidos, to marriage sometimes, many, many, many different things. Very common. Very common. Stam. There's a dry, person got a very dry, unexciting, unegeshmaka. So, in our generation, we're always looking for something new, something exciting. I spoke about this the first bad. So we're looking for something new. We're looking for something. And again, they jump on, come on, any person who is offering something new. If it's, this is a small marshal trying to be different. If it's, there's shiurim in yeshiva and someone's offering chaburis in yeshiva, you don't have to go to shiur every day, everyone's going to jump on it. Oh, let's do it. That's a change. It's kavaldik. If there's someone who's giving over Torah in a new way, people love somebody who's saying over hashkofa in a geshmaka, I call it like a new way. He's not just saying over all the old Rambans, and he's saying over all the old things. He's saying it over the new way and the new deher. It's unbelievable. People know. He's saying over exciting. He's trying to make exciting. He's trying to deal with akrichas and nefesh. People love that for this reason. Because they dealt with many people who were giving over Torah in a way that they weren't dealing with the akrichas and nefesh. They were ignoring the akrichas and nefesh. They just said, it's my way or the highway. And that was very hard for them. So they like it. They like it. And learning also. Sometimes you have a Rebbe who's giving them halach, I'm going to shtel tzu to the oilam. They love that. I found many times, remember they got very in phenomena, they'll have a younger man or a bacher who will go to a vad or something. In the beginning, he'll be extremely excited about it because he found something new. He found something new, he'll jump on it. And after 6 months, he'll leave cold turkey. Lamish cold turkey. He'll be like a kaloi haya. He had a great experience in Lamish. He discovered America. He discovered his way in Avodah Hashem. He discovered the person who was in. And then after 6 months, gone. Kalaya. Why? This is Mamish, this Nakuda. The Pshat's like this. Yes, I'm not saying there's not people who represent Torah badly, and I'm not saying this Musik of bad associations, and I'm not saying there are no bad things in B'chuli. But realize that is not the only problem. The problem is never only that taiva is a real existing thing in every single human being. It's a person. And when you're a teenager, you have a tremendous taiva. It happens to be, it could be, together when you're a big bel taiva, you always happen to have a Rebbe wasn't so good, a father wasn't so good, or a mother wasn't so good. But your issue is not your father and your mother, your issue is taiva. A musik of self-discipline. There are guys I see all the time, there are guys who, their problem is they can't stay for a whole winter's month. They can't do it. It's their problem. So they try to find a new chabura, a little bit, who gives this a new type of approach. You're running away from the problem. Nobody, even if they're presenting Yiddishkeit in the geshmak way, he's not answering the issues. The answer to issues is called real growth. So what's the answer? So I'm not going to tell you don't run away. No, you need it. You need the schachas. I'm not telling you don't go to something new. I'm not telling you don't search a new sefer. Don't search a new person. But realize chadesh yomeinu kekedem. Realize the new is not answer. You're not coming to get there. That's the destination. Realize it's just giving you a new, maybe a new kivun, a new chatzaitzrus. It's giving you a new chatzaitzrus. Now tackle your old issues. Tackle your issues. Selfishness. Selfishness is a major issue of a person. There's no end to the sugyas that a person has. Realize that the answer is never going to be within something new. This full solution is never going to be for something new. Never, never in your life is it going to be. The new is a hechatimsa to give you a proper atmosphere that now you could work under a much better association and a much better matzav. But the answer, the mahalach is chadeshim erukenim. And you sometimes have to go back. And sometimes when you go back to tackling the old issues, you get burnt out of it because you taka hard, you taka bird. Okay, so you need another schachus. But the schachus always is rotzei v'shov. The schachus is not. The schachus is in order to be able to get to the yoshem, to the kedem. The mizbein is the same thing we're saying. The same exact. It's the same exact pattern. For the to tend to the new door, it's to create the right matziv to be able to get back to the mesoris. That's what we're trying to do. It's a big thing. You gotta be able to go and connect to them. But it's in order to get to the mesoris, to be able to give them a service in a way that they're gonna be able to connect to you and be able to give it away. But it's a constant rotzei v'shov. It's a combination together. To work out the sigya. At least work on the sigya. I don't think it's a way to work out. It's not a simple sigya. 1 + 1 = 2. It's a complicated sigya. But work on the sigya. And zoicha taka to this mahalach of chadeshim enu kekedem.